Rez Hashem continue Pel Yoitz Ois Aleph, Shir number 6, discussing Avas Hashem, how to come to love Hashem. And he tells us that we have to appreciate that we are Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as David HaMelech said in Tehillim. We say it in Hallel, that David HaMelech praised the fact that he is an Eved to Hashem. And the Avdicha Ben Amasecha, I'm your Eved Ben Amasecha. When we reach the Madrega that we serve Hashem not because we know and we believe 100% we're going to get the reward for everything we do. That's not what we do, the mitzvahs. We know we're going to get it. But the same way a loving son does what his parents ask him to do, I'm not talking about little children. Not the child grew up already. He's an adult. And the father, the mother say, please go do this and that. He doesn't think, okay, well, what are my parents going to give me inheritance? Who thinks like that? Isn't that disgusting? Right? Well, let's think for a second. Does a person think, okay, I'm going to do this mitzvah. I'm going to learn Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Ah, what's Hashem giving me? It's disgusting also, right? So we elevate ourselves to serve Hashem because there's a love. When a child does something for his parent, because there's the love for his parent. You know, that's all it is. There's nothing holding him back. That's how we have to approach mitzvahs as well. Oz, yismach yoyser v'yoyser. The happiness, the joy will be more and more. Al asher zochel yoyis eved l'melech ram v'nisa. That he can be called an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine a person today would tell you, he one time, carried Rav Moshe Feinstein's briefcase. And he tells you he was a little boy, he was 10 years old, and he saw Rav Moshe walking down the street in Lower East Side, where you grew up, right? You grew up over there. And he saw Rav Moshe, and he asked Rav Moshe, can I help the reshiva carry his bag? And this is a story that he carries with him to this day. And you say, well, how heavy was it? So he was a little boy. And he says, well, for me it was very heavy. And he was so proud of himself. I carried a Moshe Feinstein's bag. That's the attitude we have to have. No matter what the mitzvah is, no matter what the situation. I have a friend of mine. I'll tell you, I have reshus to say his name. Menashe Cohen, his father, Rebbe Leibel of Hashalom. I learned with him in Chavrusa. When he was here, came from Denver. When he was Nifter, Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. Ah, okay, Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. He went to Menachem Avil, to Menashe. Menashe can live right down the block, they also don't know. And Rav Yaakov said, we, your father and I, were in Siberia together. And we lifted up our shirts, and we put on tefillin. What does that mean? In the freezing, ice-cold weather, I don't know what it was, 20 below, 30, I don't know what it was. This is Siberia in the winter. Lifting up their thin little shirts, whatever they had. But you have a chance to carry a Moshe Feinstein's bag. You have a chance to put on tefillin, to do a mitzvah. And especially tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah that shows, is a chosen, is a sign that you're an Eved Hashem. He says further, U'bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. Now look what he says here. The words of the Pel Yoitzer are so beautiful. He's not a Rishon, but every word over here you can be medayikin. He says we have to thank Hashem that He chose us. Mikol ha'amim. You know what that means? Mikol ha'amim. How many people are in the world? Of all the nations of the world, He chose us, Klal Yisrael, to say, carry my bag, do my mitzvahs. Not only that, we call Tzvah HaMoroin. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, you are more beloved to me than all the Malachim above in Shemayim. And you have the potential to be greater than Malachim in Shemayim. V'choshek bonu v'ayi v'sonu. And Hashem desires us, and Hashem loves us. V'rotza HaKadosh Baruch L'zakos Yisrael. Just like Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Akavi b'malal o'imer. Don't say Kaddish after this, by the way. Okay? Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to give us more merits, more opportunity Lefichach, here we're on Torah mitzvahs. So what did he do? He gave us more Torah and more mitzvahs. More chances and opportunities to earn Olam Haba. And that's the attitude we have to have to view a mitzvah. I want to tell you something. When I was a little boy, I'm studying for a test, the Chumash test. And you know what I would say? I would say, why did Rashi have to write on every single pasuk? The test would be so much easier if he wouldn't have written so much. That's what I was thinking to myself. Right? Now, we know what I say. I say, oh, if Rashi didn't say, oh, I wish Rashi would have said something on this pasuk. Because you appreciate what are the precious words of Rashi. And Hashem says, I love you and I want you to love me also. It's a two-way street. We have to think how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And we have to think how low we are, the little human beings that Hashem created, that we're so dependent. Just like you see a little baby, a little born baby, so precious, so beautiful and cute, and so dependent on his parents. We have to realize we are no different than that little baby. We are just like that little baby. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single millisecond. I wrote a little note over here in the side of my sefer to share with you a little maisa. Right before I got married, it was, I think, maybe the week, that week I was getting married. I was leaving my yeshiva, leaving on Coney Island, I went out of the building. At the same moment, my yeshiva was going to a car. He noticed me, and he called me over, and he says to me, I apologize. Did you get Leichter's for your kala? And I'm looking at things and stuff like, what's going on here? That's what's on his mind? He apologized because he didn't think about it. The yeshiva of a very large yeshiva on the Mayetzes Gedolei Yisrael, and he's thinking, did a chassan get leichtes for his kala yet? I said, thank you, Rashiva. It was taken care of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down on every single one of us and asking us, did we get leichters yet? Do we need? Is there anything we need? I'm here to help you, and I want to give it to you. Just please ask me for it, and I'll give it to you.